This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I use AI every day. I use it for the radio show. I use it for research. I use it for trip planning. I use it for a lot of things. And I am enjoying the benefits of AI right now. But you know, there are deep concerns about AI and the battle for resources that it will need to keep it running. And for years, the U.S. and China have been locked in a race for artificial intelligence dominance. Apparently, the real battle they have been fighting is for the supply chain of how to keep AI going. Friday, the White House is hosting a pivotal summit with 8 key allies, including Japan, South Korea, Australia, just to name a few, to secure physical materials that AI depends on. I am very curious, what physical materials are they going to be allies to us, or is this a race to the bottom as whoever has the most physical materials is going to be the winner? To answer our questions about AI is Dr. Manjeet Rege. He is a professor at St. Thomas University and chair of the Department of Software Engineering and Data Science. He's also the director of the Center for Applied AI. Dr. Rege, I'm so happy to have you back on the show.
Sure. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it. So what are the physical materials that AI depends on?
Yeah, so AI is physical at its core. Every large model runs on chips made from rare minerals mined in specific corners of the world. Those chips sit in massive data centers that require enormous amount of energy and water to cool and run. So if any part of that physical chain breaks, innovation slows to a crawl. So while the public sees AI as running in the cloud, the reality is that the cloud sits firmly on the ground on minerals, silicon, and power grids. So this summit that you were talking about reframes mm-hmm. AI as a material science and infrastructure challenge as much as a software one. So I think that is what is being discussed in this particular upcoming summit.
Who right now has the most materials to keep the supply chain going?
So U.S. views AI as a strategic competition with China and wants mm-hmm. to avoid coercive dependencies where Beijing could slow or block allied AI development by restricting exports of key inputs. So today, a large share of rare earth refining and magnet production and key, you know, chip-related materials are concentrated in China. And, you know, which has already used export controls as a geopolitical tool. So this, you know, summit basically extends the earlier CHIPS Act. And what they're trying to basically do here is with these eight allied partners, nations coming together, they're trying to, if not foolproof, but at least come up with an alternate strategy. I mean, we have seen during the pandemic how fragile our supply chain can be. So we do not want a single point of failure or dependency.
You said that China has already maybe used this against us because they have the most raw materials to run AI. How have they used it against us in the past?
Well, I mean, as a tactic to negotiate. I mean, they have access to rare earth minerals. U.S., on the other hand, is leading in terms of access to the chips. So it's a it's a game. It's a one-up game, and there is also a lot of advancement China is doing in terms of patents, in terms of research. So when you look at the entire AI stack, it goes from the hardware. So basically, it starts from the minerals, hardware, and then you have the models sitting on top of it. So in order to really lead, and then also in terms of national security, you need to have control of the entire stack and the supply chain that basically is the backbone of it.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What do you think they're going to discuss at the summit? And I mean, can we all work together? Is there an option of working with China instead of allying against China? Or is that just pie in the sky that I think we could all be working together and that's silly?
Yeah, I think this is being proactive. They're trying to prepare in advance instead of being reactive after a crisis or a problem hits. And clearly, you know, the challenges are clear. First is cost, the coordination and time. So mining and refining, you know, takes years to scale, and countries have maybe different regulations and priorities. But I see this as an immense opportunity. You know, a stable supply chain attracts investment, spurs innovation in material science and green mining, and even, you know, create high-tech jobs. So it's basically, it shifts us as a nation from a reactive stance to a much more proactive one, and turning maybe vulnerabilities into strengths. So every challenge in the AI supply chain is also a chance to invent a smarter, cleaner, in a more secure way forward.
AI is advancing so quickly. I don't know how quickly this supply chain can be built. You know, we are establishing new mines and processing facilities, and you were talking about critical minerals that we need to mine. I mean, realistically, how quickly can the U.S. and the eight allies establish an independent supply chain? I mean, years, months, how long are we talking about?
It would be years. If you think about even putting up a data center that OpenAI and other companies are doing within U.S., there is concern about the energy supply that goes into it, and even the water that goes into it for cooling. Even putting up data centers typically takes years, and AI is here. It is here to stay. And as you were talking about, we all are using AI. The demand is exploding. And if we need to think about this strategically and long term, as we know that the demand is going to go up, our dependency on the three, you know, material pillars, that is the advanced chips, the minerals, and the massive dependency on energy supply is also going to go up. So even though it might take a few years, it's better to safeguard and be a lot more proactive.
And this is a great idea. This is, again, this summit is taking place on Friday with other advanced nations, South Korea, Australia, Japan, about how to safeguard a supply chain for AI for all of those countries. What do we have materials here locally in the United States that would work to power AI?
We do, but I think these partner nations have a lot more, I believe, supply input. So, for example, you know, UK, Israel, Singapore, the financial hubs, you know, tech ecosystems, regional logistics nodes that can host data center and trading infrastructure. So data centers also being hosted in one particular country can lead to reliability issues in terms of, you know, losing out of data on, and in terms of also losing out access to those data centers. So having distributed network also immensely helps. Japan and South Korea, which are also part of this summit, are home to, you know, major chip makers and memory suppliers. Australia, you know, is a major source of minerals such as lithium and other battery EV inputs. So even though we might have, you know, access to some of this within US, but having a distributed network of allies really helps as well, especially in terms of scalability, because once the demand goes up, you know, you can you cannot go to the same source, your domestic source. You need to have a global supply readily accessible as well.
For sure. We're speaking with Dr. Manjeet Rege, St. Thomas professor and the director of the Center for Applied Intelligence over at St. Thomas. Before I let you go, Doc, what are you using every day? I'm using Google Gemini. I like that one. What are you using every day? And what would you recommend to our listeners to dip a toe in the water of AI just to use personally?
Yeah. You know, so if you're a Windows user, you have access to Copilot, and it is being fired by OpenAI at the back end. So that is the most easily accessible. If you want to be a little bit more, you know, exciting in terms of your AI journey, and if you have just been using your usual browser, like a Chrome or a Firefox, you might, you know, switch over to a new browser called Comet, Comet. Okay. It has an AI assistant right built in there. You can automate a number of tasks. So, you know, if you want to be a little bit more exciting, I would recommend the Comet browser.
Okay, Comet, I'm going to try that one. I always love your advice, and I will try something new. Dr. Rege, thank you so much for coming on, kind of explaining this to us, and for that suggestion.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.